Today, the 14th day of Iyar, is Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says in Parshas Baloischa, Vahi anashim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam. And there were men that were ritually impure, and as a result, v'layachlu lasas ha-pesach b'yoymahu. And they were unable to bring their carbon Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. V'yikrivu lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Aharon. So they approached Moshe and Aharon, and they said, Lama nigara, why should we be excluded? We also want to be part of this great mitzvah of bringing the Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu's response to them was, Imdu v'eshma, hang on, let me see what I can do for you. Moshe gives them credibility. He says, I hear your taina, I hear your complaint. You have a very valid argument. You know what? You are tame, you are far away, you will get a second chance. You can bring your Karban Pesach in 30 days from now, on the 14th day of Iyar. And the question is, why is Karban Pesach unique? Why is it different than all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? If someone doesn't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, there's no makeup date for that. We don't tell them, you didn't do the mitzvah in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, you can blow the shofar in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We don't say, you didn't shake the lulav on Sukkos, no problem, shake the lulav on Chanukah. Any other mitzvah doesn't have second chances. Why is Karban Pesach unique in that if someone didn't have the opportunity to bring it on the 14th day of Nisan, they still get a chance to make amends 30 days later? So I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea brought down in the Sifrei Chabad. Pesach Sheni is about a year developing a deep desire and a determination and a yearning to fulfill a mitzvah properly. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Pesach Sheni is unique because it wasn't a mitzvah that was initially commanded in the Torah. It came about in response to those few individuals who were impure. And they approached Moshe, and they were distraught. They were devastated at the prospect of missing out on a mitzvah. And they asked Moshe incredulously, Lama nigara, why should we be left out in the cold? And Moshe sensed their sincerity, and he sensed their authenticity, and their yearning to grow spiritually. They didn't complain about material matters. He saw within their request a burning desire, a deep longing to do a mitzvah. And that is why they got a second chance. It's only because of those few individuals, for all generations to follow, that Karban Pesach is special and that we get a second chance to fulfill this mitzvah. Yiddishkeit is about having the proper perspective. When it's raining on Sukkos, some people have the attitude, great, now we can eat in our warm, comfortable home. It's raining, wonderful, we don't have to brave the elements and trek out to the Sukkah. And some will have the attitude, Lama nigara. It's not raining in the Five Towns. It's not raining in Toronto. Why are those Yidden so fortunate and able to fulfill the mitzvah and we are denied? They truly feel like they're losing out. Or people are davening shachris and they get up to Tachnan and they find out there is a chasn in shul, so they skip Tachnan. Some people will have the attitude, wow, we dodged a bullet today. And some will say, Lama nigara, we are missing out on such a powerful tefillah today. Those few Yidden in the Midbar were contaminated when Pesach came around. And their first reaction was, Lama nigara. They were upset and despondent about being left out. And that is why they were zoiche to another opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni is about second chances. The message of Pesach Sheni is that we never give up hope. And perhaps this was Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe, Ish ish ki yiatame. Any person who feels impure, they feel inadequate, they feel unworthy and deficient. Oy bederech rechoka. They feel distant, they feel far away from Yiddishkeit. But then they scream out and they say, Lama nigara, I don't want to be excluded, I don't want to be left out in the cold. They have a true desire to elevate themselves and come closer to Torah and mitzvahs. Pesach Sheni tells them it's never too late. We will still accept you at a later date, because Hashem responds to a sincere desire. He listens to a genuine yearning of a person. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.